Nadia Lim joins us in studio now. Hello.
Hello, we're on air.
Hello.
Chatting away
guys.
Anyway. Yeah. We were just reminiscing. Mark was talking about his very first time he met you was...
At Sylvia Park.
Yes, I remember that. That was good fun.
Years and years and
I
years
I can't
ago.
Even remember what it was for, but I just, when I met you, I thought, you're cool. You're hilarious.
Bless.
A little
Thank
bit
you.
Crazy.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. Well, yeah, I don't even know why we were there. It was,
you were emceeing something.
Yeah, I mean...
And
we,
I was
you,
cooking
you
something.
You were cooking
yeah.
and I was
Well,
talking.
That's good. I'm glad it wasn't the
but
other way.
I remember who it was for. I think maybe Sylvia Park were just doing it so there was something happening inside
yeah.
the mall.
We were just feeding all these people that were crowding around like you know, like it was
Guinness.
Zoo feeding day or something yeah. and we were just handing out all this food.
It was hilarious though, talking to the woman that worked on the information desk about the mall. And you know, there was I'll never forget that there was a mall fitness class.
That's right, and they do the
oh,
walking
yes.
And so
yes.
people used to come on a Tuesday morning, generally older people, and
yeah.
walk around the mall.
Yeah.
So they got
That's
fit
great,
but
though.
But were
they
inside.
Will have that
crazy.
Yeah, whatever you do. And we your very first book tour we did.
Yeah, it was
as
at
well.
In Whitianga, my very first book tour. It was with you because you had that running book.
That's
right. Fat Chicks Don't Run Marathons.
Or Short Fat Chick to Marathon Runner.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. And then
so
Short Fat
like
Chick
that.
In Paris or something.
Yes.
I think that might have been that one.
You just bought that book out and Wendell Nissen had a book as well. So
That's
it was
right.
the three of us and we were in Whitianga at the fire station doing a book event.
That's right.
And I can remember you went up first to speak and your speech was so amazing and so hilarious and had everyone just in fits of laughter. And rolling around on the floor and crying because it was so funny. And then I had to go after you and I was like, oh no. And I was so nervous. I was my shirt
honey.
Was drenched because you were so good at speaking and there was no way I was going to live up to that.
Well, who's got the empire now?
No, 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 it's not an empire. No way.
Well, that's what we were discussing. So the new book, Let's Eat, is out now.
Oh, it's fabulous too, I have to say.
Oh, thanks.
Don't
guys. Thank you.
Like,
yeah.
And our two...
It is my favourite one.
Is it?
Of my books that I've
But
done
all
so
the
far.
Babies that yeah. you deliver are your favourite when they come out, aren't they?
Yes, but then this one I feel is like extra
It
extra
is
special.
Really, really good.
Yeah, it's
Our favorite. Two top cooks, Emma Freeman and Anne-Marie mm-hmm. Gibson, they were like, oh my God, this looks amazing. Oh my God, this looks, oh, at every
oh,
page.
That's awesome.
And we're actually doing, to welcome summer, we're doing a Nadia lunch where everybody picks a recipe from that book.
Oh, cool.
To
Thank
welcome,
you.
Yeah, at my place. And we're all choosing a recipe and having
oh,
a party.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so that's how good it is.
If you want me to bring something too,
okay.
Oh,
bring, well, yeah, you can bring your baby so I can get my fix of gorgeous, beautiful baby boys.
Hopefully Bart will be there as well.
Annoying.
How on earth are you doing all this? The cookbook, the magazine, obviously the
my
business as well,
food
my
bag.
Food bag.
Oh, there's lots of people involved. With the book, it is just me. Like, Let's Eat was my baby. I've done every single recipe, tested every single one like several times and done all the photography, styling and all that for it. But, you know, with my food bag, there's a big team behind it and
yeah.
I contribute some recipes, but we've got lots of other chefs in the kitchen. And with the magazine too, I do, you know, about half the recipes and we've got some other people that...
It's still
that
a lot of work.
Still a ton
yeah.
of work, man.
And she's an amazing mum
and
wife.
Mom, yeah. yeah, and a wife.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, how do you guys do it? We're all busy, like, you know. Everywhere and you
I
you
think
just
you're
do
next
it,
level
right?
busy, my friend.
Just get
I think
through it.
I think you're next level busy. And you're self-publishing this.
Yes, yeah, this is the seventh book that I've done, three with my food bag and four others, but this is the first one that I've self-published. And I'm very happy to say that the publishing company is called Nude Food. Because I'm not sure if
right.
you know, but
yes.
when I was 12 years old, my dream, like my life plan basically was to marry Jamie Oliver and have a cooking show and write cookbooks with him, and our cooking show was going to be called Food in the Nude. And then, you know, that was since I was 12. That was like my life dream. And obviously that plan didn't work out because I'm married to Carlos, not Jamie Oliver.
I think that was a wise plan.
Yeah,
that was
yeah,
a good
it's
decision.
Turned out good. Plan B turned out all right. But it's a bit of a tribute to, you know, Food in the Nude. So
yeah.
I called the publishing company.
But you didn't
cool.
actually mean with your clothes off, did you? At 12, you just meant food that was unadorned and you know.
Yes. No, I wasn't talking about cooking no. naked.
Well, I thought it was a tie-in because he was the naked chef.
No, it,
yes,
well, kind of.
Yeah,
it was like that,
right.
but also unadorned food.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah,
just actual food.
Yeah.
All right. And you're heading out on a tour, aren't you, with the book?
Yes, yeah, I'm so excited about that. It's probably one of the best parts of doing a book, you know, where you actually, it's a good excuse to get out into the regions
and, I love
and
that
meet
too.
People. Yeah, and, yeah. You know, Kerry's done so many different book tours and you're
I love awesome them.
At people. And it's fun to meet people, isn't it?
It's
you just have a laugh with them and, you know, a good chat. And it's, I think it's New Zealand probably where you can do that and you just feel like you know everyone.
People are so lovely.
They are, aren't
like,
they?
Anywhere you go around the country, and especially when I was doing the Books and Bubbles with Paper Plus, and you were, you know, we did a few, but you get these lovely people that come up to you and give you a big
so
hug.
So warm, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, thank you for getting me through some lonely nights, you know, like through the radio or, oh my God, I've got to tell you, I just did my first marathon. And you know, so you get that real connection.
Absolutely. You've always got something to talk about straight off the bat. Yeah. And you've never even met these people, but which is so cool.
And then you talk a bit longer and you find out that you're probably related through second cousins or something. Because it is such a small... Yeah, yeah. But it is lovely to have that and to meet the people that read your books and do your recipes.
Right. And cook the recipes and
it's really cool.
It is lovely. So I'm looking forward to the book tour. Yeah, it kicks off tomorrow. First one in Hamilton, then we've got one at my old high school at Avondale College on Monday night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing my principal and probably my old food tech teachers
really?
And maths teachers and stuff.
Are they still there?
I think some of them are.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. Some of them are, still are.
But you're going the length and breadth of the country.
They're probably going to read out my old school reports or something to embarrass me. I wouldn't put it past them. But
Oh, that's a really nice thing to do. And I guess when you self-publish, you are the author of your own destiny, quite literally.
Yep.
You can say where you're going to go and how many you will do and
pretty much you get to make the calls
and it's quite a good size cookbook.
It is, isn't it?
There's about
it's not short on recipes at
120
all, is it?
Recipes roughly in there, but they're all recipes that so with the other cookbooks most of them I'd written them with a specific purpose in mind, whether it was to like lose weight, like Fresh Start, which was a very popular book, or dinner recipes with the My Food Bag cookbooks. But this one, I just decided I've collected all of my favourite recipes and my family favourite recipes over the last, you know, 5 to 6 years, and I'm just going to put them in as a collection. And that's what this book is. It's like my favourite recipes from the last
it's really, really good,
years.
Isn't it?
And is it like making an album? When someone makes an album, they record all these songs, maybe 18, 20 songs, and they sit there and go, I've got to pick down to 15. How many did you start off with?
Oh, probably more like 200 or
wow.
so. Yeah. So that's one of the hardest parts of it. I just went round and round in circles.
Not wanting to lose one of them. Yeah. But I have to say, Fresh Start is amazing because coming off nights and working days, I had no idea how to cook a meal that was light, you know, tasty enough to sustain us, but light enough so you could go to bed.
With lots of vegetables,
Yeah, because I was going, you know, in the olden days, I was going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, so there was plenty of time for
of
food
course,
to wear off.
Right.
Whereas I was going to bed at 10, so I was massively overfeeding us and we were uncomfortable and blah. But honestly, saved us.
Oh, that's,
it really has.
Yeah. It's
brilliant.
Awesome. The biggest feedback with Fresh Start is that it's shown people how to sneak lots of different vegetables in.
Yes.
And, you know, do vegetables in lots of different ways. Yeah.
Because I was 5'2", and of course, I still don't believe that they're under 500 calories because they're so tasty. But
No, under 450. Under 450 calories, yeah.
Wow.
Because most of them are actually under 400.
That was the hardest thing doing 5'2", when you restrict yourself to 500 calories 2 days a week. But this has just made it so easy, too.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
So thank you.
No, thank you.
That's great.
You, guys.
If you want details on the book tour and you'd like to win yourself a little goodie pack, which I imagine includes the cookbook.
Yes,
it
sure does.
And two tickets.
And two tickets to head along. Well, there we go. And two tickets to head along to the nearest book tour to you. Facebook.com/Kerry and Mark. There's a post up there. Just go comment underneath and a little pack could be coming your way.
My favourite. Honestly, I was saying to Mark the other day too that when I Google recipes and I'll put ingredients and I put recipes and then the ingredients and I think, oh, that looks delicious. Then I get, oh, it's Nadia again.
You can't get away from me.
Do you have any idea how many recipes you've published?
Oh, gosh. I think it would be around... It's in the thousands and thousands.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so where do you...
I get confused now. I'm like, no. Have I put this one in anything else
yes,
yet?
Yes, I know what you mean.
But no, it's always like a new... They're always kind of been... Even the same kind of core recipe gets reinvented a few times over. It evolves.
And do you think... Because we have got so many successful cooks who... And, you know, cookbook publishing is huge in this country. They're the most
Kiwis love cookbooks.
They do.
And colouring in books.
That's true. Colouring in books. Maybe that's what you could do next, a colouring in recipe book. That'd be cool. But do you think that there are certain cooks that suit certain people?
Yeah, kind of.
Because there are some cooks who I love and whose company I enjoy, and I open the book and I'm like, not really.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I've definitely got my favourites, and I've got a certain style, I guess.
Yes.
Where, you know, it's generally favourite style, familiar favourite recipes, but with a bit of a healthy twist. Like, I'm always trying to think, how can I add a bit more vegetables into it or make it a little bit lighter? And yeah.
Wonderful. Well, she is out on tour as of tomorrow if you're in Hamilton, and the book is available now. Nadia Lim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Always awesome.
And Let's Eat. Go check it out. It is beautiful, and the recipes look beautiful. I'm yet to attack that satay recipe, but it's on my list of things to do.
Well, we'll catch you soon. And Tom cooked last night, just saying.
Oh, good on him. Yeah. High five. Oh, yes, because I put that in your book. I said, make sure
the Irishman.
Yeah.
Yep.